Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, the news for the Jaguars on Friday, heading into the New England game at Gillette Stadium. It's week three, and the Jaguars will face the 2-0 Patriots. Some injury updates on the offensive line. Brandon Linder, the right guard with a shoulder injury, and left tackle Luke Jokel with the ankle injury. They're both questionable for the game. They'll go through a workout on Sunday before the opening kick. Also, safety Jonathan Cyprian with a calf injury will work out with those two before the game. Running back Toby Gerhart, on the other hand, is probable, and he could make his season debut Sunday. All right, guys, let's get to it. Tom Brady is 6-0 against the Jaguars all time. Got to change that sometime, right?
Well, you know, they really have struggled against him, obviously, when you look at his quarterback rating, when you look at his touchdowns, interception ratio. The 07 game up there, their strategy was keep everything in front of him, the playoff game. Make him have long drives and make him make a mistake. He went 26 of 28, 93%. So, but now the flip side of that is the last time they saw him was here in 2012. He had two first quarter interceptions. The game was 23-16, and the Jags had a shot at the end of the ball game. Chad Henne threw a couple of fourth quarter interceptions. So the key is the interception. You got to make him make a mistake.
Well, and you have to pressure him somehow. And I get that he's 6-0 against this team, but this is such a different team and just feels like it has so little to do, even with the last game, which was, what, 2012. So it's so different that I think you're going to see the Jaguars really try to get after him with some of that creative pressure that they created on Sunday against the Dolphins. And I guess like any quarterback, but we've seen Tom Brady make mistakes when under pressure, and that's what has to happen on Sunday.
Well, in my estimation, the best defender, the most important defender is Blake Bortles and the offense. Mm-hmm. I mean, get out there and score some points. You're not going to get there with 9 or even 23. You're going to have to score.
And touchdowns, by the way.
How about some touchdowns? How about run the ball a little bit, too? The Patriots' defense has been a little suspect in that department. But for Blake Bortles, you know, the Patriots' defense and Bill Belichick has a tendency to rattle young quarterbacks in this league. Blake's got to be ready for some different looks on Sunday.
Yeah, and I've been saying all week, Blake and the defense have sort of the same task, which against the Patriots, there are times where it feels like it's getting away from you. And on offense for Blake, there's going to be times where he comes to the sidelines and hasn't seen something before. And that's going to happen. And then the test is, how do you respond? If you're down 7-0 or if you have an interception, does that turn into 14-0 and 2 interceptions? Or do you respond and make a big play and get back in it? Resiliency, responding to adversity, they feel like they did that on Sunday. It'll be even tougher on this Sunday.
You know, there were three impact defenders who left in free agency. Vince Wilfork, who was a tremendous guy in the middle of the line. But the two corners last year, Jarrell Revis and Brandon Browner, are gone. So the opportunity, as I see it, is for Blake Bortles to go down the field, run the ball, bring the safeties to the line of scrimmage to stop the run, and then shoot it over their heads to Allen Robinson and Marquise Lee.
And yet even when they lose guys, they somehow manage to be pretty good.
No, they are, and that's Belichick.
But if there are spots, then, yeah, you could see using Allen Robinson the same way. These guys are supposed to be getting good enough now to win battles no matter who they're playing.
Well, Darrell Revis is not there. That's a tremendous advantage. That guy's really good.
John, your point leads us to our last thought, the Patriot way. They lose a guy, they get a guy back, they do it well year after year. Love it or hate it, the Patriot way is very successful in the league.
It's Tom Terrific's way. I mean, he has been the catalyst. Bill Belichick had a losing record on the day that Tom Brady went into the starting lineup, and look what they've done. 14 consecutive, and it will be 15 consecutive winning seasons. I mean, it's tremendous. It's Tom Brady.
Well, and if you get a quarterback and then you build a sound structure around that quarterback, 14 in a row is still an extreme level of success, but that's what can be done. And it's unique. I wrote this week about some of the Jaguars players who were kids when this whole thing started. And that doesn't happen that often, where a coach and a quarterback like Belichick and Brady stay together and sort of become iconic. It's special, but at the same time, Jaguars can't approach it that way. These kids have confidence, kids meaning Robinson, Bortles,
sure.
These guys.
Well, they're kids in the
NFL. And they have to start handling this situation like the opponent isn't iconic.
John may disagree. Bottom line here is, this is on the offense, not the defense. You're not going to completely shut down Tom Brady. The offense has to score and keep up.
Got to break serve on defense, though. Got to get some turnovers.
Jaguars, Patriots, Gillette Stadium, Foxborough, Sunday at 1. That's it for today on Jags of the Roundtable.